Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve and 10 in the morning here at 747 KNSS on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas COVID-19 cases now number more than 55,000 with 621 COVID-related deaths.
Two.
Sedgwick County reporting 42 new COVID-19 cases since Tuesday. Positive test rates dropped to 4.8%.
One.
Two police officers shot during a protest in Louisville, both in stable condition. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A traffic accident reported. This is at Central and Ridge. Central and Ridge, you'll want to avoid this area for the time being. Two vehicles involved in this traffic accident there. Again, Central and Ridge Road, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Patchy morning fog, then sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 88 degrees. Warm it up. Now fog, mist, 53 degrees. And we have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 749 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. A new way to add an additional layer to online privacy.
Fox on Tech.
By now, most of us know the expectation of privacy online is pretty low, if not non-existent. You can use incognito mode on Google Chrome or a private window on Apple's Safari, but that doesn't stop collecting the data you share on purpose, like when you post pictures and comments on social media. But there's also what are known as data brokering websites that scour the web for our photos, phone numbers, even addresses. You've probably seen the ads promising to find anyone. Well, if you're on any of those sites, you can request your data be removed, but pack your patience when you sit down for the task. There are two large companies, Intellius and Ben Verified, which collectively own a handful of those Find Anyone sites, and they have a process you can follow to remove your data and promise to do that in about 72 hours. Of course, you can lock down your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account to prevent your private data from being public. Follow steps on each site for that, or simply remove the information. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
U.S. stocks closed sharply lower Wednesday as losses accelerated in afternoon trading on Wall Street. Technology stocks dragged major indexes. Apple lost 4.2%. Amazon sank 4.1%. The S&P gave up 78 points. The losses wiped out the market's gains from the day before. Nike jumped to the biggest gain in the S&P after reporting stronger profit than analysts had expected. The Dow lost 525 points. The Nasdaq slid 330 points. Well, we've got some good news from Wichita's airport. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, passenger numbers at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport outpacing the national rate. The airport says the number of people going through TSA screening last week was up 388% from a baseline of May 1. That's ahead of the nationwide percentage increase of 313%. And the airport says that represents its highest weekly increase during the pandemic. More than 58,000 people flew in and out of Eisenhower Airport in July. That's down 65% year over year. Sedgwick County is opening up COVID-19 grants to all businesses regardless of size. The program is available to Sedgwick County businesses with no more than 50 employees. County commissioners approved a plan Wednesday that extends the $5 million program that makes $5,000 grants to businesses. They also added another $2.5 million to the program. Applications open through October 7th. And shares of Bombardier stock have fallen to a new low after a deal with Spirit AeroSystems comes into question. The company's stock fell to 37 cents per share Tuesday after a regulatory disclosure that Bombardier's deal to sell its aerostructures business to Spirit may not get done. Meanwhile, Spirit shares were down 5% Wednesday to $18.06 a share. That's their lowest level since 2013. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Good news about air traffic. I mean, I had thought it was down to zero going on out there.
And it was just about early on, but it is coming back. And that's a good thing because the more people want to fly, the more airplanes they need.
And that's right.
The more airplanes the airlines need to buy.
That works.
Yeah.
It's all kind of connected there.
You bet it is. You bet.
Well, this is National Energize Day. On the day after autumnal equinox, it offers an opportunity to relax and rejuvenate. Now, this is the day for you. Since fall has officially arrived, it's time to shift gears and let yourself have a stress-free, worry-free day. Kind of get connected with their inner peace and have an energized day. What do you think about that?
I like that. When do we fall back? Is that this weekend?
Isn't it usually around Halloween? I don't know for sure. We'll have to check that out. Because we don't want anybody to be surprised, you know.
Heck no. Least of all us.
Yeah. If we're surprised, everybody else is, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Anything exciting going on at the Roy House right now?
Not too much. We've got our Diversity and Inclusion Awards today. That's coming up at a virtual awards program. And then next week, it's Healthcare Heroes. And, of course, that takes on greater importance this year with COVID-19. Lots of healthcare heroes out there.
Hey, have your daughters been doing some sort of running thing or something for ALS?
They are. It's ALS. They're raising money for the ALS Association. They're going to run or walk 90 miles in October, 3 miles a day. And you can pledge, you know, money on a certain day or whatever.
Okay. How do you do that?
Go to Facebook and look up Sidney Roy or Shay Roy or Bill Roy.
There you go.
And they can pledge money if they like. We would appreciate it greatly.
And weren't both of them competitive runners in school?
They both ran cross country in middle school and high school, and then Sidney ran in college.
Oh, you're not proud of them, are you?
No, not really. Just a little bit.
All right, thanks, Bill. We'll check with you next hour. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS for the latest on the shooting of two police officers in Louisville. Jed has sports news for us coming up, Jed.
That's right. It was the Royals and the Cardinals once again at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. We'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is on the way as well.
That's right, and Netflix has a surprise for fans of a classic 90s movie. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up on The Blur.
And, of course, traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.